Well, Peter, I know that you're disappointed your season came to an end a little bit early, but just thoughts on what this team was able to accomplish this year.
Yeah, I think we took a huge step in the right direction. 3 years here, that was the first time we made the playoffs, and then we definitely deserve to be there. We earned our right to play there in the playoffs, and we knocked off the defending champion, which I think says a lot about the guys that were in the room this year. And good group of guys. Unfortunately, couldn't get through Rockford, but I think when we take a couple weeks here and look back on the year, we'll be pretty proud of what we accomplished.
One of the priorities of the organization coming into this season was being able to get into a playoff race, being able to get into a playoff position, and being able to go through that experience. You were here in the down years, so to speak, the last couple of seasons, although they were developmental years. What did it mean to you to see this happen for the organization and to go through it on your own?
Yeah, I think watching a lot of hard work and effort pay off is always something, regardless of what profession you're in, is something that you love to see. And being around these guys, and a lot of them for 2 years, a lot of them for 3 years now, you learn a lot about people, and you see where they come from and how they've progressed in the past 3 years is pretty amazing. And you can see that time and effort paid off this year.
For you, in terms of your growth, your game just seems to continue moving forward. Are you excited about the possibilities, given what you're able to do in your third season?
Yeah, you always want to get better every time you go out there, and that's a pretty big cliche, but when you're surrounded and when you're in the right environment, you're able to do that, and I think I've been able to take a few steps forward, big, small, the past couple of years, and happy with how my season went and how we went as a team there, and I'm pretty proud of the guys in that room.
So many things to look at from this season for the team, from 16 straight without losing in regulation, and 9 consecutive wins, first overall in points percentage halfway through the year. What jumps out for you from this year with this team?
I think our ability to string wins together was something that we weren't able to do the first couple of years, and it's a lot of fun when you get on a roll and when you have a chance to break a franchise record. That's it's pretty cool, especially for me, knowing the teams that have been here and the players that have been here, and we were able to do something they were never able to do. So I think breaking that record is something to hang your hat on, and it was great going to Toronto and at the end of middle of December there, I guess it was, and taking 2 from Toronto in Toronto. I think that was my first win there in my time as a Moose, and it's a great place to win some games, and it put us first in the league. So I think that was my favorite part of the season.
Well, when you talk about that, one of the things that jumped out from this year was the road success the team had. 25 victories away from home, that matches a franchise record. What about this team made it a good team on the road?
Yeah, I think it was the group of guys we had. Everybody liked to be around each other, and when you're on the road for extended periods like we are, upwards of 10 days, 2 weeks kind of thing, you're pretty close to people, and if you don't like those people or if you don't get along with them in a working environment, it's tough to go out there and win on the road, and that was something that just kind of came natural to our team this year. Everybody got along. We did a lot of things together, and I think that camaraderie really pushed us to be successful on the ice, and it's simple things like that allow you to have success.
Darren Kramer announced his retirement yesterday, a guy who has been such an important part of the team all 3 of the years you were here. Can you put into words his contributions to the team?
Yeah, you really can't put it into words. He's a great guy, one of the best I've played with here in my whole career, not even in pro hockey here, but one of the best guys and best teammates that you'll ever be around, and it was a pleasure to be able to play beside him and see some of the things that he did here in the latter half of his career.
You seem to have a lot more confidence this season. You had a lot more offensive aspects of your game. Did you feel that the coaching staff gave you that kind of incentive to go ahead and do the things that you were more comfortable doing in the season?
Yeah, of course. You can't score if you're not on the ice. So they helped me a lot with my offensive game, and give them a lot of credit, give the guys that were on the ice with me a lot of credit, because you really can't do anything out there by yourself. And obviously we scored a lot of goals, and that was something that helped me individually and helped a lot of people individually, but at the end of the day we won a lot of hockey games because of it as well. So I think everybody, we had a ton of career years on our team this year. It wasn't just me, and it's great to score goals. It's a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's just honestly a result of what we were able to do together.
Both the parent club and the Madison Moose have had a tremendous amount of success this season. You're a Winnipegger, so how much more does it mean to be around the city and being around the environment and have both teams winning?
Yeah, that's, I mean, since the organization's moved back to Winnipeg here, that was the goal since day one. And although every organization's trying to do it, it's a lot harder to go out and actually make it happen. And both teams have been successful this year, and you see the process coming to fruition here. And it's a lot more fun to be a part of than it is a losing season. And it's great to be around. The city obviously backs both these teams tremendously well, and it's just nice to be a part of it.